to his needs, nor am I, for that matter, but he is prepared to tolerate me for the sake of my uncle the bishop. At Father Devereux's insistence, I live with him at the rectory next to St. Simeon's. Needless to say, he has built it himself. It is very large and spacious, with many modern conveniences, such as a bathroom, hot water pipes, and two inside water closets. Nevertheless, I do not like the rectory. It is very dark within. The windows are large enough, but many have stained glass in them, mostly depicting martyred saints, but the chief one above the staircase in the hall is emblazoned with the Devereux family arms. The woodwork is in dark oak, and where he has used wallpaper, it is in rich, sombre colours. He has made abundant use of Mr. William Morris's designs, which I have never cared for. My bedroom walls are adorned with a particularly intricate pattern of curling, stylized vegetation. If I stare at it too long, I feel as if I have become lost in a dense medieval forest, and may never come out of it into the 19th century again. I eat every day at Father Devereux's table, except when he has important guests, and am fed plentifully and well. At dinner he even offers me a glass of wine which I have not yet had the courage to accept. Father Devereux is a bachelor, and his housekeeper, Mrs. Price, is